So you guys, as a group, decided to venture onto Chopper's Isle, the former home of the hermit who was found to have been the serial killer responsible for 25 murders 5 years ago, starting the time of troubles. Why did you do that?
Yeah, I'd like to take it back, if I could, Skid, to when you said decided as a group.
I honestly can't remember.
That was the Matthew and Nick train.
And somehow we got dragged along like you would if your like pants were caught on a train and it was dragging you along the tracks. Because all I could think was like, wait, why are we doing this? I don't even think this is in the book. This is like one of those things. It's like it's out of the scope of the adventure.
You know why you were thinking that, Troy?
At the Rusty Dragon, Matthew, and had the plot come to us.
You know why you were thinking all that? I know exactly why you were thinking all that. It's one. There's the answer is one word.
What?
Metagaming.
That's two words.
It's one word.
And it's so true. Joe was fighting it. He's like, I gotta work.
Yeah, I said I just wanted to go fishing.
To go fish.
I said I'd rather go fishing than do this shit.
We were amenable to that.
Foley took a flex day to come out here.
Sorry, Skid. The thing is, you can't trust Skid. That's the problem. Because you will never hear out of his mouth. That's outside of the scope of the adventure. He'll never say it. It's what makes him a great GM, but it also means you never really know if what you're doing is utter nonsense, completely unrelated to the plot. But Troy has his suspicions, I see.
I think it's perfectly logical. I mean, we may all die, but
yeah,
not because we're metagaming.
No, go ahead.
No, let me lay out my argument, and then you can continue mocking me with your metagaming ways.
I've got two things right after that, yeah. Because I have two thoughts about this.
So long as we're not metagaming, all we know is the entire town is having nightmares that are making them similarly angry. We just faced a goblin invasion, and then we know that somebody has stolen the bones of our late religious leader. The only thing in recent Sandpoint memory in any way related to anything like this was the late unpleasantness, which was caused by a serial killer living on Chopper's Isle. And so long as we have the day to kill, it wasn't just like it was nighttime and we were going to go to sleep. We had a whole day to kill.
It's true.
Lord Northwood certainly doesn't have a job. I mean, Foley does, but we were amenable to you just kind of hitching a ride in his boat. But, you know, I think we're just tracking down leads. We're crossing things off the list.
And Thorne's on board. I mean, Thorne wants to know this recent history. She wants to experience this stuff. And she completely agrees. Last time the people had dreams that joined together, it all went to this place.
Two takes. This is either one of those things that, like, in the back matter of the book, they're like, if your stupid party decides to go on that cliff, feel free to throw 7 CR6 revenants at them or something like that. That'll teach him to go meddling outside the adventure. Or it's something we're not supposed to do until book 4. We'll be like, go away and come back to Sandpoint. And then they're like, you know, you really should go investigate the cliffs where that guy got killed. I think there's something going on up there. But no, it's never going to do it on episode 11.
You're probably right.
Those are great arguments, Troy, based in metagaming.
That's just where my brain goes. Oh my
God. Troy, I think you may have GM'd too much.
I think it's right. Ruined playing for myself.
And for everyone else.
It's getting bad. Like when we find treasure, I'm like, oh wait, let me guess, a +2 cloak of resistance, or this or that. It's like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you,
that's it.
Like 85% of the time, guess correctly whatever the treasure is.
Of course, can't you just let us get mauled in peace, Troy?
All right, you guys go ahead. I'm gonna stand in the back and watch to make sure no one's climbing up the cliff behind us.
Well, these are all valid theories. But who's to say what's actually true? All you do know for certain is that you have climbed the sheer cliff face of Chopper's Isle and are now standing atop the plateau. There are a couple things that I need to correct from last time. I said it was 50 feet high. It's actually 150 feet high.
Oh, my God. We never want to
know. Your climb checks stand.
We can't escape. That is a long fall.
Yes.
We can't escape. Oh, no.
And but I will also say that there is a... Because I think Matthew was asking how Chopper managed to get up on... people managed to get up on top of this plateau before. The local Carpenters Guild had built a stair into the cliff face right about where you ended up climbing up, which was subsequently burned. But there's enough of it left that it would again be a DC 10 climb check to get up there, the same as I gave it to you.
So at the time, they did it because he was a celebrated sculptor, whittler.
Right. Everyone loved this guy. Yeah. Everybody loved this guy. Like, he was just this eccentric, very kind, quiet guy, kept himself.
Most people like that are just like that. I mean, nothing.
Exactly.
They're not serial killers.
No, most that affable. Is never a red flag for anything.
No.
So why would they suspect?
I'm sure the views are beautiful.
Oh, the views. Forget about it. Well, on the southern side, it's not so great because it's looking onto Junk Beach. Stay away from the southern edge. But on the northern, they haven't been on the northern edge yet, but you imagine it must just be spectacular.
Who's to say that Chopper didn't kill the junk people of his time?
I'm not to say that. I wouldn't. I'd kill anyone who tried to say that to me. So you guys pull yourselves up. And you are now standing on the southern edge of this aisle. And I will direct you to Rule 20, where we will
that's a good sign, Troy.
We will see.
Here's
a map.
Your first good sign. He pulled this out of Book 4, I guess.
There it is.
Uh-oh. That's a lot of fog of war right there.
You are
it's
seeing...
a gridless map.
Yeah, it is a gridless map. It is a large-scale map of the island. And this is actually showing it at high tide. It's actually low tide right now. But when high tide comes up, it is actually an island. At low tide, there is a strip of beach connecting it to the mainland. But at high tide,
it
is completely cut off. So, so you're standing at the southern edge, and you can see the burnt remnants of what must have been the cabin to the north of you. And then... you can't make out, like, past the trees and the overgrowth, whatever is on the other side, on the northern cliff face of the island.
This is... So, Thorn... Oh, gentlemen, look at the view! Friends, what a life we live that we can be up here on this historic place, looking over the whole town. I mean, sure, there's Junk Beach and all that nonsense, but look at this view of the water and the town. I feel lucky to be alive right now. I feel lucky to be alive. It's impossible that we're all about to die. It's impossible.
What do you mean? Lucky to be up here. What do you mean?
I mean...
beauty of a historical place. There's darkness here. The history here is cursed. I feel like we shouldn't be here.
But Foley... all the greatest stories have the darkness like that. I mean, look at this place, a burned-down hut. A 150-foot cliff face. Not 50 feet. No. That wouldn't be enough. 150-foot cliff face. The water, the waves breaking. Tragedy that was up here. And adventure that was up here. And a rookie, the veteran sheriff gets killed, and the rookie is the one who can take down the serial killer. I mean... we are walking in the footsteps of legends up here. Walking in the footsteps of legends. What is better than that? I'll answer that. Nothing. Nothing is better than that.
You sound like me at the Texas School Book Depository when we went to Dallas.
You really do, actually.
That's exactly
right. That's where
disturbing.
I'm recording. I'm recording this from there right now.
Oh, okay.
They let me in.
It really is a thing to see.
I agree. That museum is terrific.
So you can see, like, you look back to the south and, like, over Junkers Beach and Junkers Cliff, you can see the whole town. And in fact, the only thing taller is the remnants of the old light to the southwest. That is only the only thing that overshadows the promontory on which you stand. So
even the ruins of the old light are still larger than this thing that we're on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not much taller. It's maybe like 30 feet taller, but that's about
it. Wow.
Let's do your standard detect magic perception. I'll detect magic. And then roll out a little perception. I'm going green cat's eye now.
8 on my perception.
Yeah.
I have a 14.
7. Oh, yeah. I forgot Abrex is with us.
Averxius.
Averxius, sorry.
You don't... There's no magic. You don't detect any magic. And there's nothing in particular that you notice. Like, you just see... Like, the cabin is about 150 feet away from you from where you're standing. And there is... it's just grown over. Like, it's burnt, and the roof... What's left of the roof is sagging. There's, like, vines and weeds and fallen trees, like, all over it. And that's pretty much it.
We should probably go check out the cabin. So, the lead.
Excellent idea, Rhapsody.
Couldn't agree more, Rhapsody. Let's do it!
Lead the way, Pinky.
If you... Your servant, sir. And, yes, Lord Northwood will lead the way.
Lead the way, Matthew.
Troy's so mad. So mad.
Lead the way, Matthew's character.
So yeah, Lord Northwood will cautiously lead the group towards the burned down cabin.
Okay. Maybe a little survival check. Any tracks?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a good idea.
12. Any fresh tracks? Maybe animals up here? Anything?
Yeah, 13.
Averxius gets an 18.
18?
That's the highest.
Scanning the ground.
Oh, actually, 18. Yeah, 18. You're looking around, and you see as you're walking toward the cabin, you see like a short patch of tracks in the ground, like nearby, like 10 feet away from you.
Hold. Pinky.
Yes, Averxius. Yeah,
this devil calling you Pinky
is the greatest.
He just points wordlessly, smoldering eyes.
Tracks.
Can you identify them? Or can I?
Can you?
So can I, with that 18, do I know, like, if they're, like, are they humanoid? Are they an animal? Are they...
Yeah, if you get closer and take a close look, you see it's... they are not human or humanoid. They belong to a large creature. It seems to be a three-clawed... You think quadruped? And it's, like, 10 strides... And they like start at one point and they go like 30 feet and then they disappear.
Wow.
They head off. They're like walking. They're walking north, like toward the north cliff face.
So I can see the start of the tracks on open ground.
Yeah.
This creature may have come from the sky. Be on your guard.
Can I do a scan of the sky just to make see if there's anything?
Sure.
Are there any tracks in the sky? We see.
Rhapsody, you come from the sky, no? That was a joke. Good humor. Always useful in times like this.
Good one, Pinky.
Perhaps we should try to get to the ruins of the cabin. It might give us a bit of cover if something is coming from the sky.
Let's keep moving.
Okay. So you guys keep moving. Cutting through the middle of this plateau, and you get close to the ruins of the cabin.
Oh, baby.
Oh, man.
That is a nice map.
It's legit. It's a good map.
Yes, we are.
And I should say,
I don't want to correct you, Skid, but the only problem with this map is I'm up front.
Oh, I see. Just that was my error.
Pop myself there.
There you go. That's better.
Right next to Averxius.
Okay. And I can actually, there's actually a little flavor text here, if you care to hear it.
Ooh, oh, please. So it is an outside the scope of the adventure of Valley.
Anybody can write flavor text?
Just think of the XP, Troy. Just think of the XP.
It's from a different adventure path. Like
the pyramid looms over you.
Yeah. Right.
The keep on the borderland hovers in the distance. Okay. The burned out remnants of this once quaint cottage sag beneath a growing tangle of weeds and vines. The charred timbers and collapsed slate roof show signs of having once been intricately decorated in pastoral scenes of birds in flight. You can even make out a ruined pigeon coop in the northern wall amongst the detritus.
Is it worth rolling another knowledge local, or do we, have we already talked about everything that we've learned about Chopper and everything that went on up here?
At this point, I don't know if there's anything else you'd learn from a knowledge local, no.
Okay.
Everyone be on your guard. Binky will have his longsword out and as well as his shield.
Thorn has her axe.
And Verxius will draw his axe and Foley will draw and load his crossbow.
Verxius.
A minute passes and my ectoplasmic katana forms in my hand.
Skid, is that map correct? Is there an axe there on the next to that stump?
No, there's no axe
okay.
there.
Verxius, I'm very glad to have you with us on this mission. Your company, as always, is much appreciated.
I know.
Then we're in agreement, see? We are allies. And then Binky will lead the crowd towards the house cautiously, very slowly.
Averxius shakes his head ruefully.
Is that the right word, ruefully?
Yeah, ruefully works.
I don't know. Are you rueful?
Is rueful like ironically charmed but also irritated?
Not really. I think that would be closer to ironically charmed and also irritated.
Is there a word for that? Come on, Matthew. You're the wordsmith.
Oh.
Certainly a look I'm familiar with.
I thought you meant an adverb meaning like in the manner of a roof, which actually would not really apply.
Rooffully.
Here. But yeah.
You also have my old pawn on here, Skid. Did you get that new pawn? Remember that new pawn?
For Averxius?
Yeah.
You don't know. This is the new one, I thought.
You told me you had it.
I think this is it.
That's all right. I'll dig it up.
Oh.
All right. I'll make my way. Can I do a perception as soon as I kind of get around the side of the house here?
Yeah. And there should be, like, these... This is... There's just remnants of walls. Like, there aren't, like, solid walls. Like, you can basically see through everything except for, like, all the overgrowth that's, like, come over it.
Oh, so like we could walk straight into the house from here. I wouldn't need to go around to the door.
Yeah, you don't need to go through a door or anything. You can just
check that well too.
That's a good idea. Yeah, so I'll go up to the well. Rhapsody, that was your idea, right? Would you check the well?
Yeah, I'll check it.
I want to see like is the bucket up right now or is it lowered down?
There isn't actually a bucket, and there isn't anything. There's no structure over it. It's just like a stone cylinder set into the earth.
Okay, I'll just kind of hover down, look into it, and detect magic. I got dark vision, so if it gets dark down there, ooh, 25.
Okay, you look in there, and it's just a shallow depth of what looks like brackish water, with some leaves and stuff floating in it. That's basically all you see.
Averxius will continue toward the door.
Yeah.
With Lord Northwood.
So you guys move around the side of the house. Yeah, you can see just the bits of roof that are left. They're just sagging down like after 5 years of neglect and rain and all the damage from the fire.
Right. After you, Binky.
Oh, thank you. Age before beauty. And the Lord Northrend will step into the house.
Okay. And Binky, once you step foot onto the grounds of the house, you feel this, the wood underneath your feet is like spongy, and it immediately gives way.
Oh,
make a reflex save.
Oh, no.
This is terrible.
Oh, boy. 150-foot drop straight through the core of the cliff.
13.
Right, down to the rocks below.
So
it's a water slide. Goes out, shoots out the side of the cliff.
So Binky just whoom, disappears from sight as he tumbles into the blackness, falling 30 feet.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
30 feet? Is that where they buried the bodies?
9 points of damage as you land into the into the earth below.
Gentleman's nine.
Oh, that would matter. Glad it wasn't
me.
It's
an old man.
Ow. Where am I?
He's alive.
Yes, I'm very badly hurt, but still alive.
Very badly burned.
Is there a way that I can get in there without stepping on that particular square? Can I get around it?
You can go through any wall. Like, there are no, like, solid walls. You can just, like, walk into that, whatever space you want.
All right. Keep an eye on the floor. Make sure the whole floor isn't going
to Yeah, away. So the first square to the north of Lord Northwood, where he fell, I'm going to do a perception check for stability. 14.
14. It's looks solid.
All right. Averxius is gonna step into that square.
Okay. And the minute you do, you also fall right through. Make another reflex save.
Oh no!
Fuck! Come on, Averxius. 14.
You fall and also fall.
Jesus
30 feet.
Christ, dude.
Okay. Nobody else step on the wood. Nobody step on the wood.
The whole fucking place is booby-trapped.
And you also take 9 points of damage as you fall, luckily right next to your companion, Binky.
Oh, my God.
Lord Northrend's going to bring a potion of Cure Light Wounds so I don't die.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. That door that we're seeing on the map, is that actually there, or is that part of the wall collapsed as well?
I mean, it was there. You could see that was a door, but yeah, like I say, you can walk through any wall that you see, like on the map. There.
So we can
but
pretty much
on
see
any
the
ground.
Wall.
That's
right. You know
some
what?
Some of the ground is dangerous. Yes,
Rapsy's going to go around to the north of the cabin and just kind of peek around.
Okay,
roll a perception. 18. Anything out of the ordinary? Do I see anything moving? Anything pop out at me?
Nothing moving. It's kind of hard to, because the undergrowth is so thick inside this what was the structure, it's hard to like really search it unless you go in. Like you won't be able to really see anything from outside.
Averxius, are you all right?
He's one hit point.
So he's Jesus. Oh, no.
Excuse me, all. I know you're very busy, and I don't mean to trouble you, but Averxius is close to death.
Averxius! Foley puts his head over the edge.
You're right! Lord Northwood, could you? I've got a potion here. Could you catch it?
Yes, toss it down.
Don't break it.
Drink
it's
one.
Extremely valuable. Extremely nervous about this.
We might you lower it on a rope.
I don't have any rope.
Someone had a rope. Someone had a rope.
I do. Let me tie it around the end of the bottle here and lower it down. There you go.
Wouldn't it be funny if it just hit him in the face and like did 11 points of damage, but then healed him because it spilled over.
Seeped into his skin.
I'll just lower it down here.
All right. I will hand it off to Averxius.
Great. And then he will drink this potion. God, this is so fucking important. It's ridiculous. This is brutal, dude, to set us back 9 points of damage. All right, I'll take it. That's 6 points of healing.
Okay.
That is not too shabaroo. Yeah.
Could have been bad.
Holy
is
mackerel.
There any way we could possibly use this rope to climb out of here?
Oh, indeed.
I should ask first, like, is there anything else down here, Skid? Are we in, like, a secret lair of some kind?
Perception?
Yeah, we'll do a perception check.
Yeah. Does it
so we'll stand back up. Ooh, 23 for Averxius.
Ah, okay.
13 for Lord Northwood.
All right, so it is very dim light in here. There's only the sunlight coming in from the breaks that you made, like in the ceiling, 30 feet above. But you can see that you are basically in a 10-foot by 10-foot, 30-foot deep pit. And you can see that it has sort of finished stone walls. Not like bricks, but like but carved. And looking around, you see on the floor there is the remains of what was a rope ladder, and it looks like that the one end of it was burned off. The man must have fallen down below here. And as you're looking down in the floor, you're able to make out a 5 foot by 5 foot stone slab in the ground beneath you that looks like it could be moved.
It was his death pit. It was his like, Silence of the Lambs pit. Death pit. Yeah, it was. She lowers it down in the basket. She puts the dog in the basket.
What is this?
Averxius will grab the slab and just like heft it and move it.
Okay.
What do you bench, Averxius?
Fool.
And he's moving it over.
All right. So Averxius is able to. What's your strength, Averxius?
18.
Okay, yeah, you're able to lift it easily and toss it aside, and in the and you have dark vision?
Yes.
Okay. So you are able to see a steep, narrow spiral stone staircase going in, down into the darkness.
I think you'd all better come down here.
Rhapsody, may I borrow the rope? I might tie it around that well, and it could give us a good thing to tie it to so we can climb down on it.
Yeah, it's 50 feet. That is the give us enough.
Is the ladder, aside from the fact that it's disconnected, in pretty good shape, the rope ladder?
It doesn't look like... You wouldn't trust it. It's been lying down here in the damp for 5 years, so probably...
Could we tie the rope to any of the stone of the walls that is still remaining, or not really?
You can tie it to the well. It's fine.
Yeah, you can tie it to the well, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, let's do that, because I've got 50 feet. That'll get us down there. Do you want us to roll the climb check to see if we fall?
Not unless you would fail a DC 5. Not unless you could fail a DC 5.
I passed.
Foley's got to do it himself, but Averxius is going to be watching intently to catch him if he falls, or at least to try to break his fall.
Okay.
I mean, I have my armor. I take my armor off and do it, and I still could fail. So with armor off, I have a plus 3. So I'll... Okay. Roll one.
6.
Okay.
Oh, Troy.
Really get it. So one roll or multiple rolls?
One roll is fine.
Okay.
So Rhapsody clambers down the rope with bird-like efficiency.
Get down there.
Thorne got an 8.
Suit up.
So she climbs down.
Okay.
Armor on.
Oh, all right. Let's give this a go. And he starts, like, shakily shimmying backwards down the rope. He's no climber. He's got a minus 1 to climb. All right, 11. So he's good. So he makes it down. Fully makes it down.
Okay.
So we get down to the bottom. Averxius looks into the pit across at Lord Northwood.
You or me, Binky?
I'm happy to go, though I should say I'm not blessed with the dark vision and could use a bit of light.
So Thorne is like, oh, I might be able to help you out there, friends, and she casts dancing lights.
And Averxius just walks by him as soon as he says that and begins heading down the steps.
Okay.
Right as soon as he says, like, I suffer from the lack of dark vision, he just pushes him aside and goes down. And starts down the steps. It'll do a perception, like right away, as he starts down. Looking, smelling, 20. Adjusted.
Okay, as you climb down the stairs, you see that on the walls along the stairs as they descend are carvings of birds. But these are not the more beautiful, innocent ones that you've heard of. And in fact, most of the ones that Jervis Stute did in the town, in fact, all the ones that you know of, have been carved out as a horrible reminder of something of a terrible past.
Wow.
These don't look like those beautiful, gentle, artistic masterpieces. These are monstrous.
Wow.
Monstrous, twisted visions of birds. And they trail down into the darkness about 40 feet until the stairs reach the bottom.
Is there some kind of religion that worships birds or monstrous birds of some kind?
It's like Pazuzu, the Tengu. I think it's a Tengu deity. Anybody have knowledge religion?
Knowledge history work for this?
Knowledge religion.
I don't have that.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
I should get it.
I don't know if it was a Tengu or just like some sort of demon, but I'm thinking like Jade Region had some Pazuzu shit in it.
That's probably true. Yeah, so you don't know. But
Verxius is gonna... okay, so what does he see down there at the bottom of the stairs?
All right, when you get to the bottom, you...
Whoa! Another map! It's a three-map app!
Yes.
Do a tri-map app zone?
Oh, my tri-map God.
Tri-map app zoning!
Oh, my God, I'm so terrified.
So you reach the bottom, and before, like, just as you come into sight of where the staircase ends, you see on the floor ahead of you some like kind of crude ritualistic etchings in the floor. They're in red, and they could possibly be dried blood. But you see, like, again, like these finished stone walls, just like constructed stone walls. And that's what you see from the entrance of the stairs.
All right. Averxius will step in. Well, he'll do a perception on the freaking tile right in front of him. Wow, I'm crushing this right now. 23 perception. right in front of him for any traps.
It looks incredibly solid and totally safe.
Okay. So he'll step into the room. What does he see with dark vision?
You step into the room, and let me reveal the rest.
He's going to call back, or not call back, but talk over his shoulder, maybe to Binky, who's closest, as he gets to the bottom and steps onto this solid stone off the staircase. And he's just like,
"This killer was there. Pattern to his murders."
Was there, Skid?
Yeah, does anybody know if there was like... did anybody ever put together like why he killed who he killed?
Or how he did how he killed him?
You know, do a... do a knowledge local.
I got an 18 on that, Skid.
Okay. You know that there wasn't any discernible pattern to who he chose. But you know there were 25 people in total that were killed. And all the bodies were mutilated. And that the ones... they found all the bodies here.
Down here in this thing?
No. This is...
In his house?
Yeah, in the house.
No one's ever been down here?
Not as far as you know. This is news to you guys.
Think about this shit. Like, Averxius had to lift that stone up. So if there's anything down here, it's been down here for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Funny. We've heard so much about Rise of the Rune Lords up until this point. We probably know a little bit here and there about like some names. I didn't think it had any of this shit in it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. This is interesting.
What happened to my sleepy town of Sandpoint?
Get in there, Verxius.
Yeah, Thorn wants to be down there. And Thorn did cast Dancing Lights, so she's bringing light for the rest of them to be able to see by.
Okay, so there's dim light down here. So you guys emerge into this circular chamber with walls of hewn stone decorated haphazardly in primitive paintings of vicious birds. Two stone doors, each bearing a strange symbol that resembles a seven-pointed star, stand closed on the eastern and western walls. The room is dominated by a looming, man-shaped wooden statue with legs and talons of a giant eagle, two sets of eagle wings, a twisted, gem-studded avian head, and a snake in place of genitals.
Did you say a snake in place of genitals?
I sure did.
Wow.
My God.
Foley, I wonder what Voltar would have to say about this.
Have to say about what?
He the comes bird. Around the corner and like looks into this room, and he's just like,
Desna Preservus. Averxes is like, stay back. I feel like I know something of this.
Looks at the seven-pointed star.
It's familiar to me, but I cannot place it. I once had a greater knowledge than I am left with now. I am forgetful in ways I wasn't before. But I do sense great danger here.
A lot of people think birds are a bad omen. I feel it when I walk into a new town and people give me a funny look. I never believed it until now.
I despise the rampant violence of the chaotic, the unpatterned, unwieldy, mindless murder of people with no point, with no reason. And this only serves to confirm my doubts about this place.
Turns back to Foley.
You and your kind have brought this upon yourself. Your lack of discipline results in this sort of thing. No matter. I will fix it.
And he starts to walk deeper into the room.
Okay.
Skid, I can't help but notice that the rendering of the statue on the map does not seem to have a snake for genitals.
What's just the angle you're looking at it?
It's a very tiny snake.
Yeah, there's
hidden under the beak. There's just a garter snake.
Yeah, it's not like a boa constrictor.
Averxius chuckles at the size of the snake genitals.
Yeah. Unlike Sir Mix-a-Lot, it's not an anaconda.
No, it is not. Yeah, it's a coral snake.
Can I roll about the seven-sided star? Is it religion? Could I roll local or
no? Do a knowledge history. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do history. Ooh, 21.
21. That is sufficient to know that this is. You have heard stories of this. You've probably seen examples of it in ruins around Verizia. This is what is known as a Sihadron rune. It was a symbol very important to the Thessalonian Empire thousands and thousands of years ago. And no one knows really what it signifies. And actually, it's interesting because this AP takes place in, I think, 4707 AR.
Yeah.
So this is before the events of all the other APs. So people know even less about Thassalon and these ancient empires than they do in, like, our other campaigns. Like, there's even they're even more mysterious at this point.
I wonder if, like, this guy just built his cabin on top of, like an Indian burial ground, you know, on top of this ruin and didn't realize it. And then something happened that, like, revived it, and it just seeped into his mind and then slowly seeped into the town as well.
Or he did, or he was fucked up and he did build it knowing that this was the place that it was to fucking enjoy it and to dig into the history of it.
You're
does
wrong.
The craftsmanship.
Does the craftsmanship? He's a nice guy. Remember, he's a nice guy.
That's what he acted like. You never know nice guys.
You think the whole time?
Does it look like a ruin? Or I mean, not a ruin, but does it look like old construction, or does it appear to be something that was constructed in the past generation?
I mean, it's definitely older than the past generation. Do you have engineering or dungeoneering?
Yeah. Knowledge ain't my thing.
Anybody?
Yeah, same thing with Averxius and Foley. Just not like knowledge. It's just not our...
Yeah. I only had 5 skill points.
Is a scald like a bard? Can they roll and that they can roll any knowledge?
I don't think at first level.
No. Not that I know of.
Yeah. Scalds ain't much into book learning anyway.
Rage centered.
Yeah.
But Thorn is like, I cannot believe that this has happened. I've dreamed of moments like this before, digging into Thessalonian adventures.
Did you dream that you would die?
I knew it was a possibility, but I didn't think it would happen.
Keep your voice down.
Sorry.
He's going to approach the statue with extreme care and suspicion.
Okay.
I don't think we're supposed to be here.
No, but we are, so...
Neither does Troy.
Hardly. His character's words mirror his own feelings.
Yeah, you have that in common with the person pulling the strings. But you need to think, if we need to run, ain't nowhere to run. We gotta climb up a fucking rope. It's not like we can just get out of here quickly if shit goes sour. I think this is a bad idea.
Metagaming, Nick Lowe is all for running into this situation unheatedly.
Sure. I don't doubt it.
Does your backup character sing?
Rhapsody, are you not taken with the sheer historical moment that we find ourselves in? To discover a bit of Thessalonian history beneath our very town. You were there. You were there to see it.
Might be something I'll appreciate later, but right now, this don't feel right. I've said since I met you that I think we're supposed to be here. But this ain't right.
Averxius looks at Lord Northwood, says,
there is nothing to be gained from praising the idea of Thassalon. If this is indeed Thessalonian, which it does tickle my memory, they are weak. For all that they may have accomplished, they failed. They are fallen. It is not impressive. It is an embarrassment.
He'll turn to Rhapsody, and he says,
the Tengu may be right. This is a tactically horrible situation. There is no escape should you be swarmed.
And when he says you, he's sort of partially talking to the group, but he looks right at Foley.
We should leave.
Everybody make a perception check.
Oh, shit.
Oof. Oh, 4. Natural 3.
Natural 20 for a 32. Ooh.
There you go.
Yes, wow. Rhapsody.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Averxius got a 10. Foley got a 14.
I'm in the back, okay. So I got a real good view of the room.
So Foley and Rhapsody, you're just able to hear.
Oh, no.
Something like...
Oh, no!
It's never so good. Just the faintest, sounds... It sounds almost like a child, alternating between, laughing and sobbing.
It always sounds like a crying child, Skin.
It's also laughing.
But then as soon as you hear it, it's gone.
Did you hear that?
Averxius says, hear what?
Hear what?
Sound like a child, laughing and crying.
From where? What? In what direction?
I can't place it.
Felt like it was inside my head.
Actually, what? Rhapsody, it sounded like it was coming from the southwest edge of the room.
Sound like it's coming from maybe behind that statue to the west. Ain't nothing so over scared. There, is there?
Averxius will inspect. I'll just walk over immediately when it says that he hears something.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll go to this wall and roll a perception. Is that
sure? Shit.
This far wall. Oh shit. 8.
Yeah, you don't see anything. Like, there's nothing there that would you would.
There's nothing here.
Lord Northwood will come over and inspect as well. Okay. Perception, you said?
Yeah.
Natty 19, 20.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Like, there's literally, like, there's the markings on the floor, and there's a little bit of rubble, but that's it. And then there's this horrible statue next to you.
It'd be like a ghost sound.
Oh, boy.
I have to, as much as I am for the historical moment of what we discovered here, I must agree with Averxius. The tactics of the situation are decidedly not in our favor. Perhaps we had better sound the retreat and return in greater numbers. And scholars who can advise us as to what dangers we may find here below.
Alert your sheriff.
He says to Foley and then kind of looks around suspiciously, almost hesitant to say it.
And your priest.
Foley is scared as shit. Like, he wants to leave.
Has anyone inspected the statue?
No, actually.
We sort of walked up and looked at it, but we didn't, like, touch it or go poking around it or
anything.
I'll
do a real perception and also detect magic.
Okay.
28.
Wow.
There is no magic coming from it. There is the gems set in the statue's eyes seem like they're valuable.
Don't
they're
take them.
Onyx. They're made of onyx, it looks like.
Those onyx eyes might be worth something.
Take them.
I don't think they're worth taking.
Can you guarantee that taking them would not somehow activate some sort of ancient trap?
Exactly. So listen at the doors.
All right.
Take them.
Could I take another look at the door, Skid? Like a close-up look at the door that I'm by?
Sure. Yep.
That's right. The one I just went to and listened with a 25.
And I did a 14 perception.
Okay. You see this rune carved into these stone doors. They, like, the statue looks it's made out of wood, so it has to be, like, relatively new. These doors are as ancient as anything else in here. It's like it's as ancient as the stone that has built this area. But you don't hear anything on the other side.
Shall we check the other one?
Yeah, I'll do a perception on the other door.
Okay. Oh, man, 27.
They're basically identical to the doors on the opposite side. And again, you don't hear anything. Actually, 27. You hear very faintly the sound of lapping water.
Sound of lapping water.
Very faint. I hear water on the other side of this door. It's faint. But it's moving.
So this is tough. This is real tough. Because we're here. We climbed up the cliff. We climbed down the rope. And this is really scary. it's scary because we have no out. Like, if we all go running the rope, it's going to be like a Scooby-Doo. Let's try to climb and, like, somebody else poured oil on it. Like, it's going to be a mess. We're just going to get murdered in that hallway. But I don't know what to do. I feel like we're here. We should do something. But it fights against my instinct that I just want to run. We've also never run.
It's true.
Ever.
Ever. I mean,
this one just sounds like water. Maybe we check out the water door, Vicky. Get a little drink. See how we feel.
Yeah. A little water never killed anyone.
I agree the technical situation is terrible. But if the sound you heard is genuine and someone is crying, then we must try to save them. Mustn't we?
Yeah, I don't think it was that type of crying. Ain't nobody needs saving. Sound like somebody that's past saving.
What'd you say? Shall we put it to a vote? Democracy? The worst form of government except for all the others.
Well.
All right. I abstain.
Rhapsody abstains?
Northwood, get a little spine. Lead this expedition or I will.
Oh, I thought you wanted to leave, Abraxas.
I thought you wanted to leave, Abraxas.
Yes, and I will lead us out of this place.
Very well. If you insist, and Lord Northwood will just open the door.
Okay. All right. Lord Northwood throws open the door.
And Averxius turns to Foley and says,
anything is better than democracy.
Oh, Nelly.
Okay, so you do. That's very lawful evil. So
exactly.
So Lord Northwood opens the door. He can't really throw them open. They're too heavy. But he opens the door, and you see a like a 30-foot by 10-foot hallway. It looks like a couple of passageways leading off down a ways to the north and south, and what looks like another spiral staircase at the end of it.
Staircase leading down or up?
It looks like it's from where you're standing. Actually, you can't tell. It's too far away. It's too dark. But Averxius, you would be able to see it if you're there.
Sure. He'll explain it.
It looks like it goes up and down from where you can see.
Jeepers Christmas.
This is insane. This is absolutely insane. I
was not particularly expecting a dungeon crawl tonight.
No.
But for a dungeon crawl, no less.
At level one.
Imagine.
All of a sudden, you feel the heat of Averxius right behind you, Binky. Right there.
Decided to join us, I see.
And he just eases his head down into your face and just says,
which way is it, my lord?
Oh my god, this is the greatest game ever. Why anyone is not playing this, I don't know. Oh god.
The heat radiates off of his red pulsating genitals.
Anaconda.
Well, you know what they say, my infernal friend. Westward ho! And Binky will lead Averxius cautiously, doing perception checks for traps, into the hallway.
Okay. You start, and you can hear, like, your footfalls echo in this big, empty stone hallway.
Oh, my God.
10-foot ceiling as you walk down.
You know, and Matthew, sometimes you have to stop. You have to stop and be like, am I just being like, I want to be stupid and have fun? Or am I really doing the right thing here?
We did. We did. We took a vote. You were your character busted up the vote.
No. Hey, look, I'm fine with it. I'm just saying, make sure that you're not only doing things because you're like, this will be funny.
Oh, no, I think this will be fun.
Yeah. That's why I think you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's funny. I always thought of Foley as being like kind of the aging, like, surfer bum, but in a lot of ways, Lord Northwood really is.
That's a bad way to describe him.
Yeah. Yeah. Foley, like, cares about dying or not.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I've got a lot of years left. Why are we walking down here?
And I have a good life.
Tell the fucking sheriff. I mean, what the fuck?
And I will say, you guys, if you wanted, I will say, like, if you guys wanted to go for help, you could do that. Although you do know that the town kind of, like, the guard kind of has its hands full a little bit right now. And, you know, there was just a murder last night. And there's not a lot of people that even know that you're even here right now. But you could do it if you wanted to do it.
I mean, I'm fine at the moment, character-wise, moving forward. I mean, I really did, like, I pushed him. Basically, like, there needed to be a single leader, is the way Averxius saw it. And he's like, I'll do it if you're not going to do it. Right. And Northwood stepped up and made, like, a decision. So he's like, he responds to that. Like, he understands that, and he follows.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm all for going for help, but let's push a little further and then
run for help.
Run for help.
Okay. We see the first CR8 creature. Let it go.
We see the first
while the rest of us
incorporeal creature
will run for help.
That's when we know it's the right time to run for help.
Thorne is so excited. She has never been in a situation like this, and she is so excited. She's heard of them. She's heard songs about them. She's memorized songs about them, and she is so excited. She will die.
I mean, yeah.
Averxius, I could use your eyes as we check for traps along the way.
He'll look for traps over the next, whatever, Skid, whatever you say, 10, 15 feet, 16 for traps.
Yeah.
A great traps roll.
Say 15 feet. You don't detect any traps.
You're clear.
All right. 15 feet.
Then I'll do it again. 6. But Northwood doesn't. Pinky doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I do it as well, and I get a 20.
No
I did
traps.
It last time, too. I just didn't beat your score, Joe.
Okay.
You're fine.
All right. Lord Northwood will step up and peek around the corner.
And dancing lights are still active. They're still moving with you.
Okay. So you get about 25 feet into this hallway, and you're able to see into the northern corridor and the southern one, and they both appear to be completely blocked off with rubble after about 5 feet.
Perception checks in the rubble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 6.
Yeah, nothing really.
Keep moving the stair.
When I get up there, I'll take a look as well.
Okay.
27 in the north.
No, you don't see anything. Okay. It looks like this collapse happened a long, long time ago. Very long time ago.
I got 23 in the south, if there's anything different.
Pretty much same thing. You don't see anything apart from just ancient collapsed rubble.
Okay.
All right. Up or down?
Oh, God, I just played a video game. It was the same shit. It's like, come to a room, staircase up or down, and the completion is...
What does Northwood do?
What do I do?
What does Northwood do?
My friends... As exciting as this may be, I feel it is deeply unwise for us to continue further.
He's having a stroke.
Yes. I'm very excited. Let us sound the retreat. We can make our way back up into the sun and come back with help. It is unwise for us to risk our lives after such a bountiful discovery. Come then, back to the rope.
And he will lead us back back into the main chamber and towards the spiral staircase to go back out.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Troy jumped his pawn all the way to the staircase.
Thorn is just torn, but she's going to follow.
Oh, what's Thorn going to do?
She's gonna check out this statue up close as well.
Pull up
on the way out.
A 20 perception on the statue again.
So yeah, again, you just see this statue that's very skillfully crafted, carved out of what looks like a single piece of wood, like it must have been a pretty big tree, and these what look like very valuable onyx gems set into its twisted face for eyes.
Thorn, come along.
Okay, all right. I'm coming, friends.
No sense dying today. We've got a meeting with the sheriff in the morning.
And I've got an audition later this week.
It was a very difficult meeting to get. The sheriff was very wily about what his availability.
Oh, man.
You guys really gonna run away?
Oh, God.
You told us to.
God damn it.
I said he can. I said you can.
God damn it.
He said we could. Yeah.
Thorn opens the other door. No, I'm joking.
There is one thing. This climb down the mountainside, 150 feet. We have no rope for that length. Do we really go through all of that, having learned nothing?
Avexius, you truly are an agent of chaos, aren't you?
Folia, got a question for you. I don't know how your particular brand of magic works, but would it be possible to send your friend down there? And if things go sour, just send him home.
I'm right here.
Miss Rhapsody, that's rather rude.
I understand, but he's the one pulling the strings.
I mean,
if you're asking, technically.
Yes, I suppose that's right. But I'd like him to choose from Sad what he'd like to do.
Because I don't think I could... My conscience could stand allowing Avexius to go solo into danger. It just wouldn't be right.
Well,
the danger I experience is very different than yours. My life is not on the line, but his is.
And he points with a finger to Foley.
We're fine with
could
that.
Be complicated.
We're fine with that.
As long as you're okay, Avexius.
Well, look, everyone. I think we should sound the retreat out of protect out of for your own safety. I don't make this decision out of my for my own sake, but for yours. But if we are determined to discover what is below here, and we think we might discover a way out safer than a scaling down the side of the mountain, well then I will happily lead you into darkness.
Friends, we did hear water. We heard water. Perhaps there is a way down to the water level and we could swim to shore or something like that.
Oh, yes. Swimming with armor. My favorite activity.
Leave it behind.
Oh, God. I have no fucking idea.
This is so tough.
I mean,
I would feel very differently if we didn't have a ridiculous 30-foot drop right through the door for like all of our hit points basically. Oh. So like on like one hit Avexius is gone. He's leaving. And so anyway, I'm just trying to play it by character, but I mean, I certainly want to keep going.
He can't go down there and you can't communicate with him telepathically to just zinc out.
How hurt? Nope. How
he
hurt?
He can go down there by himself, but like if he just gets killed by something, we would know, and then it would come and get us. There's no telepathic link at this stage, unless I'm mistaken, but I really don't think there is.
Yeah, Joe, if he dies, like if he loses all his hit points and goes down below his con, is he dead, or he's just, you have to bring him back later? Is that how that works?
Yeah, he just goes back to his plane, and I can't bring him back, I think, for maybe 24 hours. I don't remember the rule at the moment.
That's not bad.
But yeah, he does come back. In fact,
it's a pretty good idea.
If he left now, he would. Oh, God. I'm trying to remember the rules, but basically, like, he started this thing with less hit points because he hasn't been healed up to his max. When he leaves and, like, comes back, he doesn't heal hit points. He comes back with whatever he had before. But if he completely dies, I think he comes back at full.
He comes back with half of his hit points if he dies.
Oh, then a half of his hit points.
And you can summon
it
back the next day. Why don't we heal this guy up, send him down.
We could heal him.
Yeah, but
I can heal him.
Keep over here.
Thorn can heal him. I mean, he's not an NPC, so I'm not inclined to heal him. but I could. If
I have a potion of cure mod as well.
I could
I'm still hurt, too.
I could cure light wounds on either of you.
I mean, I don't think it's worth doing one on me right now. I have 10 hit points.
I thought we were talking permadeath. You can come back tomorrow. It's like a vacation.
So Troy like, wants to go. Sacrifice him. Just sit him down.
Troy wants to go.
Think of the role-playing opportunity.
Thorin's like, I mean, if it's possible and it wouldn't kill Avertius outright, I mean, you could always call your Zoltar. You could always call your other friend that you brought. Like, we've got other means of protecting
Avertius
you.
Avertius is like,
if you all want to die, summon the angels. Good luck.
Rhapsody, what say you?
I don't.
You've been
to
rather
come
quiet
back tomorrow. If I die, I don't know. I'm torn. I feel like I keep going back. He's like pacing the whole time. I feel like a damn coward. But I only got one life.
Discretion is the better part of valor.
This is certainly like a very alien, otherworldly, unsettling environment you find yourselves in. This is something very different from anything you've seen before.
Might it be worth it to open up the other set of double doors? To open, see what you got.
Jesus. Avexis.
Perhaps I have a compromise. Perhaps, my lord, we check the route up. We are, after all, heading back toward the surface then, right?
It's true, though the way down might provide us with an escape.
Well, that's true. The way up could just be like another, you know what, maybe one of the floors on the other side breaks through and there's like a nice healthy staircase that we could run up instead of the fucking rope climb. That's not a bad idea to check up. Go get him, Rick.
All right. Oh my god.
Very well, if you all seem intent on adventuring, Avexius, lead the way, take us up.
Is this your wish?
He asks Foley. Sure, yeah. Verxius, like, grips his great axe tighter and then just disappears through the western door that we had initially walked through.
Binky is coming with you. He was going to let you do that alone.
But he's in front.
Yeah.
So, okay. And Foley's going to then, like, wait a second and then, like, and scuttle up behind.
Okay. Okay.
Because he knows that he can help Avexius. Like, he knows that he has the ability to help him. So.
Okay. Cool.
So he will scuttle up behind, and Avexius will just, you know, get to the spiral staircase, do a quick perception check, 15, and then he'll start walking up, depending on the results of that perception.
Are you, you're in the staircase, or you're looking from outside the staircase?
Looking from outside into the staircase, 15, to see if there's traps or if it's unstable or anything like that before he walks up it.
You see an old rusty knife sitting on a step, like a few steps up, sitting on one of the steps.
He'll reach out and just grab it.
You can't reach it unless you go and climb up.
Okay, so he'll go in and start climbing up.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Make another perception check.
Okay. Do important.
That.
Oh, there we go. 20. Adjusted 20. Come on. Okay. Come on, Skid.
So the knife appears to, like, lift up off of the stair. And
that's normal.
It gets...
What?
Clutched in this ghostly...
Oh, see, I knew it! What did I say?
And you see this hunched form standing on the staircase ahead of you, and it, like, slowly turns to face you, and it's this... It's got wild, like, black hair, ghostly black hair, and this beard. But it turns, and you see that its eyes have been gouged out, and there are just these black, bloody pits inside, and it opens its mouth to scream at you, and you see that it has no tongue, just a bloody stump.
Oh,
we'll see you next time.
Oh, no! Skid talked us into it! He did it! You win, Skid!
kid.
I was
you got the ending you wanted.
I was
joking. I said incorporeal. Oh. I said it. Oh, we're so screwed. No. We're so screwed.
Oh, no.
Holy shickles.
Legacy of the Ancients is a Glass Cannon Network production of Paizo's Rise of the Rune Lords Adventure Path. Paizo Pathfinder, their respective logos, and all Paizo titles, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo Inc. and are used with permission. The Glass Cannon Network is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Inc.